If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Greg Bolanos joins us now, the founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. Thanks for joining us, Craig. You're on WGN. How are you?
John, it's great to be with you, but now I'm nervous and anxious about all the corrugated cardboard that's getting delivered to my front door.
I think that what you need to do is have it delivered to your office, and then people are there rather than to a vacant home. That's one suggestion, but not everybody's office allows that.
No, you're right. It might just be the move. But you know what? As far as the economy and market goes, I got to tell you, solid growth, an ongoing rate cutting cycle, treasury yields that aren't a headwind to stocks, big talk on tariffs, but a belief by markets it's more of a tactic than an actual tariff. It's a good setup going into year-end 2024 and probably to kick off 2025.
Markets, though, are a little flat. We had not so promising. The market, the economy's too hot still, right?
You know, markets might be a bit flat, but, you know, we have to look at the current state that we're in again, not the future state that we could be. I look at it and I say earlier this week, the NASDAQ pierced a big level. We're a little down from that, but we pierced 20,000 on the NASDAQ. That is a testament and a reminder to everybody about how transformative big tech, specifically artificial intelligence, has been back to back 2 years in a row. Yeah. So what do I say? It's okay to have a little bit of breathing room because you can't run with consistent gains week after week, week after week. Once in a while, you got to pause and reset, and we're doing a little bit of that this second week of December.
I wonder what the best measure of the economy is, or the whatever is. The Dow gets overreported. The NASDAQ is very specific. Maybe it's the S&P. Maybe it's the Russell. I mean, I wonder which of the indices would best inform me on how the economy is doing.
I think every indice tells its own story, and every indice adds to the narrative. I think what's been really exciting as of late is, yes, I don't think the Dow Jones and 30 companies is representative of an economy. Likewise, if we look at the S&P 500, that's cap weighted, the largest companies account for too much of the index. But when you look at the S&P 600, small caps, the S&P 400, mid caps, the S&P 500, I just acknowledge, it's been nice that ever since the election, we've seen a rally in small cap stock, a rally in mid cap stock, and I think that gives us all some clues to the fact that the soft landing remains intact, dare I say, Goldilocks.
Inflation ticked up a little bit more than some folks thought it would. Donald Trump said, well, it's hard to get prices down. Oh, really? Said Joe Biden. But what would you say about inflation right now?
Making me laugh. Well, yes, you know, a 0.3% month over month increase 2 months in a row, no one's going to celebrate. And 2.7% year over year. Do I want it at 2% like the Fed says their target really is? Of course I do. But if you told me, John, I'm going to be in an environment going forward where the fall in inflation kind of arrests, it stops here, maybe 2.6, 2.7% year over year, I'm happy. Because wages should be outgrowing that pace. And if wages outgrow 2.7% year-over-year inflation, then the consumer remains viable, the spending in this country continues to occur, and the soft landing stays on the table.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch. Craig Bolanos is on the line, the founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. The new website for Craig is GetRetiredStayRetired.com. Well, I guess that's the object of the game, right, Craig?
That's the object of the game, and it takes strategies that are tested in the trenches to make that an enduring theme that happens in reality, especially when people are retiring for 20 to 30 plus years these days.
Do you find that sometimes people do outlive their savings, or at least live a lot less comfortably because they made some mistake along the way?
I don't think we see that in the clients that we serve at VestGen, but certainly in the marketplace, there are people who come into retirement unprepared. And sometimes retirement is thrust upon people not by their choice. That's reductions in force, that's needing to leave the workforce early to take care of an aging parent or a spouse who gets ill. So the retirement challenge is just daunting for a lot of people. And John, it happens more often than people would like to admit.
Do you have a ratio in mind between how much money you should have and maybe how many years you'll think you'll live versus long-term health care insurance? If you have $50 million in the bank, you don't need long-term care. You can afford it. If you're below a certain line, maybe you do. Do you ever advise people to get that?
Well, we talk with people all the time about making sure there's continuity of care, what you refer to as long-term care. And specifically, it's about protecting choice. Protecting choice matters, but the lens through which I view it for a lot of American families today, those who are married, they have a partner in their life, is you've got to protect from spousal impoverishment. That is the devil that is out there today. You don't want to have one person get sick and leave the healthy partner financially impoverished. So I think for a lot of people, they need to do a feasibility study of, are you going to self-insure this risk? Or are you going to partially insure the risk? Yeah. And I think partially insuring the risk is the way a lot of people go. But you need to make sure that you get solutions that are enduring, because you don't want to do something that's going to cause you to get premium hikes in the future.
Well, I guess it depends on the people and the circumstances. But if you had $10 million, you can self-insure. $9, $5, $6 million. Well, you know, I wonder where the, if you're going to retire with $100,000 in the bank, you are not self-insured. But maybe you can't afford that kind of long-term care insurance premiums either, right?
Yeah, there's no hard and fast rule of thumb. I mean, John, something that was very personal to me, everyone's got their own story. My mom had ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease. All disease is terrible, but that was crippling. It was expensive. 24-hour home health care, skilled nursing, the bill was astronomical. It's impossible to insure against things like that. But if it's the normal, the usual, a couple years of care, yeah, there's some rules of thumb that can be applied. And I just think people need to really vet this out as a part of their retirement plan, because long-term care does put people's retirement at risk. And it's not just you, it's the generation below as well.
I'll let you talk to your clients more about that. I want to talk to you just a little bit more about a couple of other stories in the news. So inflation, we said, was up a little bit, but you didn't seem too concerned or alarmed by that, right?
No, not concerned over the month-on-month or the year-over-year change. Wages are outstripping, 2.7. I'll take it.
Did I see the consumer price index was not, the inline consumer price? Well, I guess that's, what's the difference? Is the inline consumer price index the same as the CPI?
Yeah, we get into discussions of CPI, PCE, core, all of these things. You know, the most recent data, again, had volatility in food. I think that's been the crux for all of us. But, John, I got good news. If someone said, hey, what do I think the 2025 full-year CPI is going to be? I think year-over-year we're going to be down at 2.6. That's actually less than where we currently sit at 2.7. That's a good pathway for people moving forward.
Are you thinking about the Fed and what's going to happen to interest rates?
Of course. I mean, we're counting on the Federal Reserve giving us this rate cut in December at the meeting. When I say we, that means Mr. Market, the groupthink that's out there. And I think what's on the table is 2 to 3 cuts coming in 2025. I think the upward bound for Fed funds is 3.75, 3.75. The prime rate gets down to 6.75. That means that's a full 1% below where we currently sit. So one cut in December, as many as 3 next year, that's what's needed in order to continue to support this soft landing, no landing scenario.
So what would the impact be then for me? Credit cards, home loans, car loans, whatever. Return at the bank on a passbook savings account or a CD. If we get these reductions, how will I feel it?
Well, the first thing, you already acknowledged it. You know, you're going to end up having a lower rate on your CD, a lower rate on your high-yield money market. And I think people really need to take a look at cash, which has been a fantastic asset for 2 years. cash is going to underperform going forward. But in the same vein, I think we set ourselves up for a position that mortgage rates get better, that student loan debt, starting with the reset of the rate in July of 2025, will be better for fall of 2025, spring of 2026. So it's good and bad for consumers, depending on whether you're borrowing or trying to earn interest.
Well, I was just going to ask you that last question. I mean, would you make that trade? Maybe a full point lower eventually on mortgage rates, but we pay the price with our savings?
Yes, 100%. Because it's all about the economy. It's all about consumerism. And when we have an uptick in housing, we have more people moving. Think of all the expenses involved with moving. Think of all the nesting, all the landscaping, the window treatment, everything. Housing powers a big part of American spending. And if we can get a reduction in mortgage rates in 2025, that's going to continue to help the U.S. Economic Party.
Craig Bolanos is the founder and wealth advisor at VestGen Wealth Partners. GetRetiredStayRetired.com is his website. Happy holidays, Craig. Thanks for your help.
Great to be with you, John.